This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The law banning specifically eugenic abortions of Down syndrome babies in Indiana is going before the U.S. Supreme Court January 11th. The date was changed from the 4th, yet it seems the presence of abortion-friendly Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg may be in question. Missing arguments for the first time in her 25-year career Monday, the justice may review written arguments and vote, but her recovery from December cancer surgery is taking longer than anticipated. Both Indiana and North Dakota law seeks to protect parents and their Down syndrome children from medical pressure to abort. 95% of doctors in Ireland are refusing to be coerced into providing abortion under new laws, and 4 of 32 counties in Ireland have no abortionist. Doctors are being required to tell the government of their willingness to do abortions, and that is not going well for abortion advocates. This is Life News Radio. Isn't life an awesome gift? Married couples have the power, the right, the calling to co-create an eternal life with God that will last forever. God has also designed us so that we can plan, can order our families effectively, naturally, and without the artificial means of chemicals or barriers. Register for classes in NFP, Natural Family Planning, near you, online at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252. One of the strongest ways to form medical conclusions is to use meta-analyses. The latest such study on breast cancer finds not only greatly increasing numbers of breast cancer cases, but an increased risk of breast cancer after elective abortion. Researchers found a 151% increased risk of breast cancer after induced abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.